I do this quite a bit in even in our business. I
You
like
stalk people a
daydreaming.
lot?
Yeah, I
Okay.
stalk people all the time. I like daydreaming about where it's going to be in 6 months or a year from now or 3 years down the road. And the reason I do this is because in your head, when you start to plant these seeds, it allows you to think long term about, okay, when I get the opportunity to hire X, Y, and Z, who would I hire?
Hey everyone, welcome to the SOB Marketing Podcast, where we celebrate the SOB that you are. And if you haven't figured it out yet, we mean small owned business. We don't mean SOB.
Listen, we know that as a small business owner, you are working hard on the daily to keep your business fully operational while trying to promote it. And while some days it may feel like the business is owning you, if we're being honest with each other, I bet you would admit that you wouldn't give up the insanity for anything.
Our commitment here at the SOB Marketing Podcast is to give you the real talk, what works when it comes to advertising, marketing, promoting your business, and then what doesn't really work.
And Chelsea and I promise to always keep the conversation real. All right, welcome back to another episode of the SOB Marketing Podcast. SOB as in small owned business, not any other kind of SOB, y'all. So I am here with my sister, Chelsea. If you guys have never tuned in, let me give you a really brief introduction. So Chelsea and I are not only sisters, but we both happen to be marketers by trait. And so this podcast is dedicated to just having those marketing discussions that we should be having in our small owned businesses. Yeah. We do understand that sometimes it can be hard to, you know, bounce ideas off of friends or family members or people that just don't own a business, right? It's hard just to get people to understand what you're going through on a daily basis. And so we want to provide you all of the information, resources, tips, tools, and tactics that we can when it comes to that area of your life. So Chelsea, what are we talking about today?
So today we are going to be talking about when you should make the leap to hiring out your marketing. Now, a little disclaimer, we are not going to give you a yes or no answer. We are going to tell you how you can go about making the best educated decision for yourself, because there is no simple answer. Every small business is different, and what works for you might not work for another business. So this is going to be a guideline to help you sit down and say, okay, you know what? I need to hire out my marketing. I need someone else to handle it. Or, you know what? I don't need this person to be doing my marketing. I can do it myself. So that's one disclaimer.
Yes. The other disclaimer, since Chelsea is starting off with these disclaimers at the beginning of the top of the episode here, we do want to say that when we reference or use the term marketing, we mean so much more than just social media. I think there has been over the last couple of years just this association, which is, you know, it's one that is correct because we are so heavily focused on social media marketing these days that most people think that when we have a discussion about outsourcing our marketing, we must be talking about hiring a social media manager.
I mean, there's so much more to marketing than just social media. And again, we're going to be talking about more than just social media marketing today. I mean, SEO, USG, keyword marketing, blog posts, PR. I mean, there is a wide range of what hiring out your marketing could mean. It's not just social media.
Yeah, and it could, you know, I think for a lot of small business owners, maybe the first thing that comes to mind whenever we are talking about outsourcing for marketing is hiring a marketing firm. But it's so much more than that. So let's cover maybe a couple of the different ways where or sources that you can bring in to help with your marketing. So for one, there is the marketing firm, the marketing agency. Typically, you're going to pay bigger bucks for that. But these are hubs or businesses that you can go to that they will have a really a solidified team of people that cover these different topics. So if you go to a marketing firm, the advantage is it's a one-stop shop for someone. They have someone on team that could be dedicated to search engine optimization. Yeah. They have a graphic designer on team that could do all of your ad designs. They have someone who, handles social media. So they could have someone that they deploy out to, you know, take videos and to edit those videos for you and all of that. So it's a good option for someone that maybe has a little more of a robust budget. Mm-hmm. Additionally, though, you can hire them to do one-offs, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, another way to do this would be you could, if you guys are any of these in these small business groups, let's say on Facebook, you could put a feeler out there to see if you can hire someone specifically for what you're looking for. Hey, anybody do SEO, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody write blog posts, right? And you can hire the individual as like a 1099 individual. Or the other thing is you could turn to some platform like Fiverr.
Yes.
And then you can hire someone from there because they typically have copywriters and people that you could hire on an hourly basis to handle a lot of these functions or initiatives. The one thing, Chelsea, that we see a lot of in kind of the world that we're living in, where we're pumping out and generating a lot of content and video content, is people hire editors.
Yes.
Right. So they will go out and they'll say, hey, instead of me taking 4 hours to edit, you know, this podcast or however long it takes, then let me just hire someone that I can pay either on a per project basis or a per hour basis to handle that part of it. And then it frees up my time.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many different ways that you can hire out your marketing. Let's go ahead and talk about things that you need to consider when you're having that internal discussion. You know, do I need to hire out my marketing? Do I need help with my marketing? And this first one is, how much time and resources am I using for my own marketing? So if I'm doing my own marketing, how much time am I using? How much of my staff's time am I using? What resources am I using specifically for this marketing that I may or may not free up with hiring it out?
Yeah. And the other consideration maybe is also, it's not just, well, I guess it's a function of the time. So if it's unfamiliar to me, if I have never edited a video and I am going to start doing podcasting or I'm going to start uploading videos to YouTube, what is the ramp up time in me figuring out how to use these softwares, right? Or having to figure out just basic editing skills that I did not learn, right? How much YouTube am I going to have to watch? How many hours am I going to have to spend on tutorials on figuring this stuff out? And so that's where, like you're saying, it may, if it's something that you're catching early on and you're thinking about, hey, I want to start posting YouTube videos, well, think about the stuff ahead of time. All right. Yeah. Do you know how long it's going to take you to edit a video? If you are posting a 5-minute video, obviously you're not going to spend a whole lot of time editing. If you're posting an hour long podcast video, you're going to spend a lot more time editing. And so those are the calculations you mentally want to be making about how much is this going to take you away from handling your business functions? Because y'all, we know as small business owners, you wear many different hats, and marketing, you know, doing your marketing is just one of those hats, right?
Absolutely. And this is a question that if you do end up hiring out your marketing, come back to this question. I have an example. When I worked for the allergy group that I worked for, they had originally hired out a marketing group to handle SEO and blog posts. They were trash. It was so bad.
Wow, you came out swinging with that
one. Yeah, I did. I'm not naming any names, so it's fine. But like, it was bad to the point that they couldn't post any of these blog posts until I went through and I made edits. Because they didn't make any sense. Like, there were spelling errors. It felt like a big no-no. It was just keywords all over the place. That's not how you write blog posts. You can't do that or Google's going to ding you. So I would have to spend my time basically rewriting these blog posts. It's a waste of time. I went to my higher-ups and I was like, look, just let them go. I can write these blog posts. They're not being useful in any way. You're just spending money and wasting my time.
Well, so that's a really great point. There are some industries, healthcare, technology, mm-hmm. things that are very specific depending on, or let's say photography, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. When you are looking at outsourcing or potentially hiring someone to take this on, mm-hmm. You know, and we'll talk about this here in a second about how, like, some of the questions you need to be asking or the stuff you need to be prepared for, yeah. because the thing that makes it really hard is if the person you hire is just so unfamiliar with your industry that they don't know the nuances of healthcare and they can't put together yeah. a healthcare blog post, mm-hmm. and then you have to have someone internally on your team or you yourself basically redoing it or spending another hour on top of it to just approve it or to fix,
yeah.
then you may not be saving time.
Yeah.
Which is mm-hmm. essentially what you're saying is it wasn't saving anybody's time and you were spending money on something that really exactly. wasn't up to par. Exactly. So those are really important. I think, Chelsea, does that mean we can kind of talk about the stocking part of things?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the big things you need to do is, and I say this playfully, I use the word stalking playfully, y'all, please do not stalk people. I do not want you getting arrested. If you need to really be thinking about this stuff ahead of time, right? So mm-hmm. I do this quite a bit even in our business. I
you
like
stalk
daydreaming
people a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I stalk people all the time. I like daydreaming about, where it's going to be in 6 months or a year from mm-hmm. now or 3 years down the road. And the reason I do this is because in your head, when you start to plant these seeds, it allows you to think long-term about, okay, when I get the opportunity to hire X, Y, and Z, who would I hire? Mm-hmm. Right. And so yeah. that's what I mean by if you need to be stalking these people, as in you need to be following them now. You mm-hmm. need to be familiarizing yourself with how their process works, what their work or portfolio looks like. So then mm-hmm. when you finally do have the opportunity, you have an idea of who you're going to reach out to employ or to help you with said marketing. So let's say, for example, there are some video editors that I follow on Instagram mm-hmm. and I'm constantly looking at their style. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at how they mesh these videos and put them together. I look at how well the videos perform. And this is all because eventually, if we ever get the opportunity to hire, when we get yeah. the opportunity to hire a video editor, that's one of the first people I'm going to reach out to and be like, yeah. hey, you know, pricing wise, what's that look like? I already am familiar with their process because they explain their process on yeah. their Instagram page. They share right. all of that in their stories. And so a lot of it too is, do they have a personality that you could work with?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is so important to find a company or a person that is going to actually work for your small business. This company that I'm talking about, again, I'm not going to name names, but it just was not a good fit. And they were very difficult to work with. They were not clear. And here's another one. You need to have a clear understanding of what your processes are going to be. You need to sit down with the whoever you're outsourcing with and say, okay, here's how you're going to show me what you've created, or here's the timeline or the process. They didn't have that. And so I was constantly confused about, when is the next blog post coming? When did you change the SEO? When did you change the keywords? It was not a good fit. I think originally it might have been a good fit because someone else was in charge of the marketing. But when I came in, our personalities did not mesh well. And that's another thing to think about. If you have a person on the inside, well, you can still hire out marketing initiatives, even if you have a marketing individual in your business, of course. The marketing individual in your business is going to be the person working with that marketing company. So you're going to want to make sure not only are they a good fit for your small business, your marketing person is also going to have to be a good fit to work with them. Because if they're not, then you're just going to get a whole bunch of problems.
Well, and we see this even in client work sometimes, being mm-hmm. on the other end of it as a marketing firm, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. Because we offer marketing services,
yeah.
is when we bring or onboard a new client, we tell them up front what the process is. Hey, we're yes. going to make a Google Drive folder for you. This mm-hmm. is going to be the document where we're going to keep track of all of the posts. You're going to see the mm-hmm. image here, the date it's going to be posted. You're going to see the verbiage. If there are any edits, you need to go in there and edit it or tell us mm-hmm. prior to, even when you lay the processes out. Mm-hmm. There are some clients that want to be hyper involved, and then there are some that don't care. They're like, you guys just handle it, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is a discussion at some point where I know you and I sometimes will have this mm-hmm. discussion where you're like, hey, if they haven't approved X, Y, and Z, should I post it? Should I wait? Should I not? And it just depends on the client that we're working with, right? Because yes. for some clients, they're like, yeah, just go ahead and post it. And then mm-hmm. for others, they're like, no, we want to be sure that we're approving it, which is the way to go, right?
Yeah.
So you do need to have an idea of how that's going to work in your small business. My recommendation would be have a dedicated point person working with it, mm-hmm. because what happens when you get too many hands in the pot is it starts to get messy, right? So yep. either you yourself have to be the ultimate like approver, mm-hmm. or you need to make sure you delegate that to somebody on your team that you trust explicitly to yep. act on behalf of your business.
So going back to things you need to consider before you decide, yes, I'm going to hire out my marketing, or no, I'm not, is the quality of the marketing. Like we're discussing right now, you know, each person is going to have a different personality. When you are picking someone, their quality is going to be different as well. If you go onto Fiverr and pick someone who you're paying like $50 to do a big marketing initiative, probably not going to be the quality that you're looking for. You want it to mesh well with your branding and with your small business and the marketing that you have already done to begin with. If you want to change up and rebrand, that's great. Just know that the quality is going to be a big factor when it comes to picking the right person or the right company.
Which is why I say you need to be stalking people, right? Yes. Because you need to, if you decide you want to go the Fiverr route and mm-hmm. you're on there, they actually have portfolios that mm-hmm. they can build out. And so you could click on those portfolios, and whether it's them putting a flyer or a brochure together for you, them editing a video for you, them creating a YouTube banner photo, whatever it is that you're hiring out for, or SEO, mm-hmm. they should have a portfolio. What I would mm-hmm. steer away from is, like Chelsea said, perhaps choosing someone that looks super cheap and doesn't have a portfolio. Now, listen, if they mm-hmm. have a portfolio with their work uploaded and it's to your liking, and it satisfies your need, yeah. then great. Maybe you're getting a really awesome deal, right?
Yeah.
But if you're hiring someone solely based on price, but you don't see any of their past work experience, that's a little sketchy, right? You're taking a big yeah. gamble there. So just be sure that you're able to align with somebody that is going to give you the type of work that you want. Really interesting. I'm not going to name names here, Chelsea, but...
okay.
You and I have a mutual, it's a colleague, someone that we both know, who started sharing a lot of like video work. Okay. And I guess that he was hiring out someone who was, they were saying that they were some type of guru on a social media platform mm-hmm. for specifically video work. And when I was looking through the work, I was like, yikes, I would not have hired this person because their videos are very aggressive. They come off very car salesman-like, right? And it's just, it's not my cup of tea. Now, they've built some type of following. Don't ask me how. They've built some type of following. And so I guess that was enough proof in the pudding that this person needed to say, oh, they're really excellent at this. But what's happened over time is I noticed that where they were posting quite a bit of video content when they had partnered with this person. Now it's all stopped. And so the only thing I could think is that perhaps there was some discrepancy with either, you know, the videos weren't working effectively, or he didn't like the style anymore, or it just didn't reflect what he was trying to do in the best light possible because maybe the styles weren't meshing. So I do think approach is a big thing. And then also, you know, y'all, it's personal. All of this is personal, right? So if you've built a business from the bottom up, the last thing you want to do is hand the keys to your kingdom over to somebody who is going to wreck it in a matter of like 30 days, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that you don't have to hire out all of your marketing. You could just hire someone to do a specific marketing initiative or marketing project. You can outsource a specific project. Great example, we have done postcards for people. We've set up billboards for some clients. They handled the rest of their marketing. We just did that one project for them. That's perfectly fine. And that might work better for your business.
Oh, absolutely. I think the key there is when going back to when you were talking about how much time you're going to spend on something. Mm-hmm. If you want to do a direct mail campaign, AKA y'all postcards.
Yep.
You remember those nice little things you used to get in the mail and you still do, and they're still really effective. Trust me. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to do a direct mail campaign and you've never done one before, then maybe that's where you're like, I don't have time to sit there and figure out who to go to get the quotes, how to design this postcard, who to send it to, you know, how to narrow down the mailing list. I don't want to deal with all that. Let me just reach out to a marketing firm or to somebody who can help me very specifically with a direct mail campaign and let them do it from A to Z. Okay. And so then the great part is as we kind of move the discussion into budgeting, that's where you start to either ask people to price you on a monthly basis, depending on the long-term relationship that you want to have with them, or to price you by project.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when would you decide that you're going to outsource all of your marketing? I personally would say if you have specific marketing goals you want to reach, but you have no idea how to reach them, then consider outsourcing. Consider maybe sitting down with a marketing firm and saying, hey, this is my vision. Where can we take this?
Or if, let's say, you have an idea of how you want to do it, but you just don't have the time to execute it because there are lots of moving parts with it. So what I would say is if you're thinking it might just be easier for me to not hire somebody internally, right? And nobody on my team existing, myself or any other team member, can do it. And I potentially want to hire a marketing firm or someone to assist. I would want to know how much money upfront I'm envisioning spending on marketing for that quarter, right? Or for that first 6 months. And then on top of it, you have to understand that that's just for the marketing. That's not for their actual payable, like hourly rate or however they're charging you. So that's where it gets a little interesting, because if you're a small business owner and you're like, great, for the first quarter, I want to spend $5,000 on marketing. Okay, well, if you do it internally, you get to keep all of that $5,000 to actually probably dump into the actual marketing or advertising of it. However much those contracts cost for you to run the print ad, the billboard ad, the direct mail campaign, whatever it is you're doing, right? The Facebook ads, you get to dump most of that into the actual ads. If you go out to hire a marketing firm and you only have $5,000 to spend for that first quarter, just know you probably are going to spend 60% of that on the actual ads, right? So you get less or fewer ads. And then 40% is probably going to go to the overhead of the billable services, the people that they are charging you for, right? To put all this stuff together for you.
And since we're talking about it right now, let's also talk about the fact that hiring an in-house person is also going to help. Honestly, it's going to help your marketing be better. Listen, let me explain before you say, Chelsea, you can't say that. Hiring a person to be in-house and be your marketing person in-house is going to allow them to really understand your business and who you are and become part of that culture and that company. And that makes it easier for them to translate your branding in their marketing. I'm not saying that marketing firms don't do a good job. I'm saying there's sometimes, a lot of the times, a tiny disconnect where you can tell when some marketing initiative or some ad was created by a company and in-house, because mm-hmm. there's just some difference. You can feel it. You can feel the difference. And it's that little disconnect of they are not actually part of your culture and your business. Let's also think about the fact that these marketing firms have lots of clients. Mm-hmm. You are not the only client. They are spending their time working on marketing for them and this person and this other person and you as well.
And let me tell you my experience in working with an advertising agency. I once worked for a company. I was their internal marketing person. Mm-hmm. They wanted to hire an advertising agency to really oomph and, uh-huh. you know, amplify what we were doing. Uh-huh. So we hired an expensive agency. Mm-hmm. We spent quite a bit of money on it. Mm-hmm. They were able to put stuff together for us. The way it works is literally they get on their computer. So they helped us with billboard ads in okay. one project.
Okay.
They meet as a team. We meet with them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So me and the two owners, that's three people taking mm-hmm. up hours of our time. Mm-hmm. Okay, three people on the team, plus the three people on their ad agency team.
Okay.
Discuss what we wanted, where we were going. They go, mm-hmm. they charge us to put together a plan. We mm-hmm. come back together. They pitch us the plan. Mm-hmm. We like some parts of it, not all parts of it. They go back, they revise it. Mind you, charge us again for it.
Yeah.
Then we're like, great, let's do those billboards, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're paying for the billboard time. They literally have someone that they have a clock system on their laptop or on their computers where they clock mm-hmm. in just like lawyers do. I'm working on X business's marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They log it. They say, I've worked a full hour. They turn around, they bill you for that full hour. They log off. Anytime they go back to fix or tweak anything, they're billing you for it. Yep. Okay. They're not doing this work for free. Mm-hmm. And so that's where understanding the nuances of how you want that work relationship to go helps, because like you're saying, if you have someone on the team, like myself at the time, I was the internal marketing director. Mm-hmm. I'm tasked with working directly with the agency. Mm-hmm. You need to have some type of process to where before I take it back to the agency, I know that I have a solid understanding of what my business owners want, because if mm-hmm. I get it wrong, it's more cost to them.
Yep.
Right. Because then you're yep. having to revise it more times. And so my goal as a marketing director is on the team to try to eliminate or pare down some of that cost. And so I'm having to be very strategic in the way that I reach out to them, in the instructions that I give them mm-hmm. for edits or whatever else, because yes. the more concise I can make it, the more money I'm saving the business owners.
Absolutely. And that's a really great example of sometimes you might have an in-house person, but it's still an option to outsource. Like, you don't have to pick and choose. Like, you can only do one or only do the other. You can do both. Yeah. And it could very well, like you're explaining, help keep that cost down because your in-house marketing person knows what you want.
There was, and I will say, to what you were saying earlier about there being mm-hmm. this slight disconnect.
Yeah.
I think at the time I was grossly disappointed because I thought for as much money as we're paying them, like these guys are going to come out with a genius thing. Chelsea, I could have done better. And that's not, I'm not saying anything. I'm not comparing myself to anyone, but what I'm saying is a good idea doesn't have to have big bucks attached to it.
Yes.
And I think the ultimately in marketing, what works the best is how well you understand your customers or potential customers, that person that you're trying to reach. So having, whether that person be on a marketing firm or that person be someone that you hire to use every once in a while, or that person that you hire internally as your marketing coordinator, whoever that is that you're able to get them to really understand who your potential target audience is, it's just going to be so much better for your marketing at the end of the day. Do you love making crafts and working on your small business but struggle to get them in front of customers?
Do craft fairs, events, or pop-ups leave you feeling overwhelmed or frustrated?
Introducing Rock Your Fair, the course designed to help you succeed in the world of craft fairs, pop-ups, and events, created by two marketing professionals with over 15 years of experience. Rock Your Fair is perfect for anyone who's new to the game or just wants to step up their game.
Our step-by-step approach will guide you through everything you need to know, from choosing the right events, to setting up your booth, to marketing your products effectively.
And you know what? You'll also get access to us for personalized coaching and feedback so you can put your best foot forward.
Do not let craft fairs, pop-ups, and events hold you back. Sign up for Rock Your Fair today and start rocking your way to success.
For a limited time, get access to our free mini course. Simply head over to our website at www.theseasonmarketer.com and click on workshops.
Let's talk about the fact that we can sometimes forget you can stop working with a marketing firm. Like you can stop outsourcing whenever you want, unless you have a contract. That's why you got to read your contracts. But just because you have used a marketing firm forever doesn't mean, oh, well, you know, right now I don't really like what they're doing, but I've used them forever, so I'm going to keep using them. No, don't waste your money. Again, when I worked at the allergy place, I had to fight for us to stop using this marketing firm because I was being told, well, we used them before you came on. Like, we've used them forever. Okay. Maybe in the past they were giving you great blog posts and good content. They weren't. But now I am telling you that this is not an efficient use of your money.
Well, you're allowed to change your mind.
Yes. That's,
and businesses grow and change. Your brand grows and changes over time too. And so the needs of your business are expected to change over, you know, years. So you can outgrow people. People also, depending on how that business, you know, these, whether you're using a marketing firm or someone as a contractor, their business changes and grows over time. So a lot of times with like ad agencies and marketing firms, they're just like anybody else. People are going to come and go. They hire new people, people leave. And so it could also be that maybe, you know, they were really great for a while. And then the person that you had built that relationship up with is just no longer there. And they're not giving you the service that you expect out of them. So you're correct. You are allowed to 100% change. One of the things that I will say, I know we do, is because we are geared towards small business owners who don't have really huge budgets, we don't have contracts, like year-long contracts or anything like that. Because the thing is, I think it would be unjust for us and to say, hey, you have to work with us for 12 months. Now, that's a business decision that, you know, internally was made for us. But for some other marketing professionals, that's not the case. They may require that you have to be signed on with them for a year or however long for, you know, for whatever reason. I will say this too, is expectations and timing. I can't tell you how many times as a marketer we've had conversations where someone says, hey, we really want to hit this goal right? We want to have this many followers, or we want to make this many sales, or we want to get this many butts in seats for this particular, you know, event. And you have 2 weeks. Like, that's the expectation of time there doesn't align. And so I think that's where maybe if you're saying, well, why would a marketing firm do that, is because a lot of times if they are going to work with you, they want to be sure that they get you results. Marketing is a long-term game. It's not a short-term game. Yeah, you could have a viral video. That means jack shit. That does not mean that people are spending money with you. That does not mean that they're purchasing your product. It means you get eyeballs on it. Who knows what kind of eyeballs?
I love your little rant. I think to wrap this up, let's just say you need to sit down with the marketing firm and have a clear discussion about expectations, about the results that you want to see. In your discussion, talk about maybe you've grown, maybe you've changed, maybe the goals that you're trying to reach are different now. That's why you need to have a conversation regularly with whoever you've outsourced with to say all of these things. Like, these are my expectations. You know what? I've changed my mind. I want something different. That's fine. These are the types of results that I want to see. Vivian, can I say something controversial?
I mean, you're going to say it no matter what I say, so sure.
That's true. Take the results that you get from whoever you're outsourcing with a grain of salt. Because they're going to show you the results that you want to see and the results that look good. So when I'm saying sit down and have a conversation with them about the results you want, I'm saying tell them, hey, I want to see this number every month. Not just when the number looks good, but every single month. I want to see this KPI, this key performance indicator, every single month. Because again, they're going to show you, usually, metrics that maybe you don't understand them. So they're explaining them to you to make them sound like they sound really good. Just take it all with a grain of salt and make sure that you've done your research and you truly understand the numbers that they're showing you as well, so that you can get a full grasp on what is going on with your marketing.
Yeah. And to that, the conversation about reporting is extremely important when you're outsourcing for anything, but especially if you're outsourcing, regardless of if it's a firm or if it's just somebody in the community that you're hiring to do this. My recommendation would be, as a small business owner, understand and pinpoint, like Chelsea said, the key performance indicators, the KPIs that you want to see. Now, for some people, let's say you do hire a social media person, right? Sometimes what they'll do is they'll show you the Instagram analytics.
Yeah.
Right? Like how many views you got on it and, you know, the comparison from month to month, this and that. I would say take it one step further. And as a small business owner, think about it from the perspective of, but how does that translate to sales, right? So the key being, if you happen to have a shop on Instagram, right, and it's attached to your Instagram, actually look at the sales numbers attached to it, right? Because the views, yes, maybe that person is tasked with views, but perhaps when you approached them, you said, hey, our focus is on pushing these types of products. We want to see growth in selling these types of products. Well, in order for you to pinpoint if that social media strategy is actually effective in getting you your end goal, you're going to have to compare the views, right? So great, you saw an uptick in views. What did that do to your sales for those particular products? So just be sure that you, as a small business owner, is driving that reporting conversation, because when you outsource, people will come to you and they'll say, well, here are the canned reports or the reports that we'll give you every month. The other thing is, some people don't look at that.
Yeah.
Right. They're not sitting there going through and looking at it. So if you are able to embed some weekly meetings, monthly meetings, whatever your budget allows, or however that person wants to work with you, so that you can have this clear and open communication. Chelsea touched on that earlier. Mm-hmm. Open and honest communication is really what's going to build that relationship, and it's going to work out as a big benefit to your small business because you're able to have the hard discussions and also the really great discussions when stuff is working really, really well.
Yeah.
So to wrap up this discussion, essentially what we want you to do is if you think you might need help with your marketing, think about the different ways that you can bring somebody on board. This could be outsourcing it completely, right? So I just want someone to handle all my marketing stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can hire internally, like a marketing coordinator to get your feet wet, someone on staff that can help you with these initiatives. Or you can do it on a per project basis. Yep. Really, what's going to be the key driver here is deciding where you're at in your small business, how much money you want to spend within the year, and then also what your goals are. If you find that, hey, it's worth me to invest in somebody because it frees up my time to be able to do the other business functions that I need to do as an owner, then perfect. Or if you're saying, let me just try it out and hire somebody on a contracting basis to help me for the first 3 months, if it goes well and we see great results, then I'll keep them on board for another 12, right?
Yeah.
So you can work this any which way you want. And you guys, there is no right or wrong way to do any of this business stuff. There is just the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. You are a unique individual. Your business is a unique business. Do what is best for you at this moment in time, knowing where you want to be heading in the next couple of months.
Perfect. You wrapped it up perfectly. I love it. I think this was a good conversation that, you know, I'm hoping gave you guys key points that you can ask yourself to figure out where you need to go from here with your marketing. So perfect.
I will say, I also feel like we learned something about you, Chelsea, that nobody is safe from your that company was trash.
I mean, you and I will talk about it later. I won't say anything on here. So you guys make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, share this with your friends. If you have a specific topic you want us to talk about, leave it in a comment. Send us a DM. You can email it at help@theseasonmarketer.com. It helps to know that you guys are interested and engaged, and we're here to help you guys and answer any of the marketing questions that you have. So please let us know. And go be the best SOB you can be.